AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dr. Ben Carson's blood pressure probably went up tonight when the GOP presidential frontrunner crossed swords with reporters in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, over an offer of a scholarship to West Point that he wrote about in his autobiography. Carson doesn't think the controversy over his claim of a scholarship from the United States Military Academy is relevant to voters.
I don't think it's relevant at all, but I think what it shows, and these kinds of things show, is that there is a desperation on behalf of some to try to find a way to tarnish me because they have been looking through everything.
As for receiving what he perceived to be an offer of a full scholarship to West Point, it should be pointed out that the Academy doesn't offer scholarships. The Academy makes appointments, but that does amount to a four-year education at no financial cost to students. GOP presidential candidate Carly Fiorina and Whoopi Goldberg, co-host of The View, got in each other's face today over negative comments by Goldberg and GOP rival Donald Trump about Fiorina's face.
Don't worry. I have skin plenty thick enough to take whatever people throw at me. I'm making a different point, and the different point is this. I think that there are real issues in this nation that we ought to be able to discuss in a fact-based, civil fashion.
Now that President Obama has decided not to build the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline, AP correspondent Mark Smith reports the operator is considering its next move.
The administration's decision came 2 days after the State Department rejected an 11th-hour request from TransCanada to put its application on hold. That was widely seen as a bid to save the pipeline in hopes the next president would be more supportive.
This is AP Radio News. The Department of Homeland Security is adding some new security measures following the crash last week of a Russian jetliner over Egypt's Sinai Peninsula.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the changes involve flights headed to the U.S. from international airports in the Middle East. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says changes are being made at airports that already have cooperative relationships with the U.S.
Things like expanded screening that's applied to items that are taken on board the aircraft. Precautionary measures also include updated airport assessments.
The investigation in Egypt is ongoing, but President Obama has said the U.S. is taking very seriously the possibility a bomb brought down the plane. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Florida man has been sentenced to a year behind bars for biting a small dog on the face and choking him so hard the little pup's eye popped out. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.